This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New this morning, three Americans imprisoned for years by China are free. A diplomatic agreement with Beijing, says the White House. The three are Mark Suidan, Kai Li, and John Leung. Suidan had been facing a death sentence on drug charges, while Li and Leung were imprisoned on espionage charges. There are questions about that ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Long-displaced residents of South Lebanon have started returning to their homes amid celebrations hours after a ceasefire between Israel and the Hezbollah group took effect early Wednesday morning. The ceasefires brought relief across the Mediterranean nation, coming after days of some of the most intense airstrikes and clashes since the war began. Though many in the region wonder if the agreement to stop fighting would hold. Israel says it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the ceasefire agreement. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, but it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, millions of us are driving, flying, cruising. So many of us are traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday that it's expected to crush records. Nearly 80 million travelers will be on the move, says the AAA. And this year, you get a break. Gas is $3.07 a gallon, down from $3.25 a year ago. A big shoplifting ring's been busted up, say authorities, after they stole nearly $2 million worth of items from Macy's, among other stores, and then resold them in New York City and the Dominican Republic. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has a message for thieves.
We're not taking this anymore. There's more of us than you. We're going to make sure we have the resources to do everything at our disposal to shut you down.
This is AP News. Arrested in the UK after 20 years on the run, say authorities, a man wanted in the U.S.
The National Crime Agency says Daniel Andreas Sandiego, one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives, faces extradition after being taken into custody Monday in northern Wales. Sandiego is charged with planting three bombs in the San Francisco area in 2003, one on the campus of a biotechnology company and the other at a nutritional products company. No one was injured. A group called Revolutionary Cells Animal Liberation Brigade claimed responsibility for the bombings, citing the company's ties to Huntington Life Sciences. Huntington was targeted by animal rights extremists because of its work with experimental drugs and chemicals on animals while working with pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and other companies. I'm Mike Kempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.